urine test.
GrowTR, this is KR4AAE. Coming in loud and clear to the repeater.
Appreciate that. Oh, how's your day going? It looks beautiful out here. We went out working on the chicken pen this morning, and then I had some electrical things I checked in the house, strange things. And then we are heading down to Simpleville.
It's like a fun-filled day. I was helping a friend move a greenhouse. It's taken 2 days to move, and we still have to reassemble it the next couple weekends. But yeah, it's a gorgeous day. Too pretty to stay inside. But it's been just a busy weekend, but it's been productive, which is good. I'm thankful for sunshine and warm weather right now, because it's bound to get cold, I would think.
Bernice? Yep, all week. It'll get there soon enough. And, we're making a dry run down to Hillcrest Hospital. I've never been there before. And I got to have a colonoscopy and an endoscope done tomorrow. So I thought I'd just familiarize myself. Well, it looks easy enough.
What's wrong with that? If it's close enough, I do a dry run myself just to make sure I know exactly where I'm going and how long it takes me to get from point A to point B. I thought I was the only guy who did that nowadays.
The other day, and for some reason, we didn't get around to it. And today, I've been looking for, I don't know what, I do know what I'd call it, but I can't say it over the radio. we had a problem with the hot water tank, and I had it fixed. I replaced the thermostat and one other little gadget that comes with the thermostat. And it ran a few days, and then it just all of a sudden, which was kind of funny. I think it's witchcraft probably, but I would take my shower, and then it worked fine. And then when Bernice would take her shower, about halfway through it, it turned to cold, which was fine by me, but it didn't work out well for happy wife, happy life. So I went ahead and did some more checking, and a hot water tank's a pretty dumb device. I mean, there's two heaters in it, a thermostat, a pop-off valve, a cold water pipe, a hot water pipe, and a high limit, and a drain pipe, and that's about the size of it. So I checked the line voltage. It was 240 volts, balanced phase-to-phase, phase-to-ground. Everything checked fine. So I just went ahead and changed that circuit breaker anyways, and it worked. After that guy left, I had him put in a new anode tube, and I don't know if you know what that is or not, but they charged me triple what it was worth, of course, that they have to, and, you know, to make a living, and I expected that. So I went ahead and called them, and they come out and did all that work. And put a new anode rod in, put both new heaters in. Worked 9 days, and then it quit night before last, Stephen.
That sounds like one of those phantom problems I chase on the network. It's going wrong, but I can't figure it out, and I'm not doing it now. Everyone does it at a specific time. I know how that goes, trying to catch those.
No, it's just nuts. And I check things that the average electrician would not check. I mean, I've done it 50 years, and I've worked on very large machine tools and very complex machine tools, and everything from I used to tell people, they say, what do you do? And I'd say everything from heat traps in the toilets to digital control. And maintenance did that. And after a while, I told them, no more plumbing for me or I'll quit and go someplace else. And they didn't make me do any more plumbing. So, anyway, I wasn't very good at it, was the main thing. But at any rate, I checked for, you can go with a voltmeter and go across a contact. And if there's a burnt contact there, it'll usually show you a drop in voltage across it, if it's arced or burned or anything. Most people don't check for that. I checked a little bit of everything on it that I could dream of. And no joy. I still don't see anything wrong with it. I did replace that breaker just for the heck of it, in case maybe, But there was no arcing, no sparking, no signs of heat. Voltage drop was perfect, phase-to-phase and all. It just makes me mad because that's a very simple piece of equipment. And I spent $500 on it. I could have went and bought a new hot water tank, but I'm just not able to handle stuff like that anymore, Stephen. I can't lift that much or do that kind of thing. So didn't have much choice. And that's all right. Those guys got to make a living too, you know.
Copy that. I understand that thing. I understand that a lot. I mean, there's some things I say, I can build that, but it's going to be cheaper to buy it. Let them know what's going to happen in the long run. So you kind of weigh, do you want to build yourself or do you want to go buy something and hope that it lasts? I've been in that position all the time.
Well, this young man was about 30-some years old. He had 20 years of experience and was a master plumber. And his electrical ability was fine. And when he felt like he couldn't figure it out, he called the factory. The factory did exactly what I had done. They did exactly what that young man had already done, but he did it again. And the tank was guaranteed 6 years, and it was 5 years old. But the labor's only guaranteed 3 years. So if I get another tank now to replace it, you're still going to have to pay for the labor to install it. So it kind of puts you between a rock and a hard spot. But we'll get her done. I just hope when the heater goes out again, that Bernice is in the shower and not me. Although the last several nights, she's been showering first, Stephen. I don't think that's fair.
Well, like you said earlier, happy wife, happy life. And I certainly agree with that sentiment. Sounds cliche, but it really does apply. But I got to get running here. I'm at the in-law's house, and I need to go grab some lunch and figure out what the rest of the afternoon shapes up to be. It was nice chatting with you. I'm sure I'll try to get on the radio a little bit more. I haven't been on lately. Been too busy. N0TR, this is KR4AAE, and I'll be clear on your final.
Go ahead and pray for me. I got to go on 85. Shoot, I'd rather take a bullet almost, but I suppose it's better. KR4AAE and 0TR73.